Chapter 57. Good news. 2 months later, the Greenblooms were having breakfast. Ben had just helped himself to a second roll when Barnabas suddenly spoke up from behind his newspaper.
Good heavens!
Really?
Said Twigleg, who, as usual, was sitting on the table next to Ben's plate.
You mean the weather forecast promises nice weather?
No, cried the professor, lowering his newspaper. I didn't mean the weather, my dear Twigleg. There's a new story here that ought to interest you all.
About Pegasus, perhaps? Asked his wife, stirring milk into her coffee.
Barnabas Greenbloom shook his head.
Some fairies have got another bulldozer stuck in the mud,
suggested Guinevere, licking marmalade off her fingers.
Wrong again, replied her father.
Oh, come on, Barnabas, don't keep us in suspense, said Vida.
What is it?
Ben looked intently at the professor.
Something about the dragons?
Exactly, cried Barnabas Greenbloom. The boys hit the nail on the head again. Listen to this.
And he read aloud.
A strange phenomenon was observed 2 days ago in the night sky over a Scottish valley. A large flock of gigantic birds, or some have described them as creatures resembling giant bats, rose into the sky and flew south in the light of the full moon. Unfortunately, all trace of them was lost over the open sea, but scientists are still trying to identify the species of bird concerned.
Guinevere and Ben looked at each other.
That was them, murmured Ben.
Firedrick really did manage to convince the others. He looked out the window where there was nothing to be seen but empty gray sky.
You miss them, don't you?
Vita leaned over the table and took his hand.
Ben nodded.
Well, said Barnabas Greenbloom, pouring himself more coffee.
The school vacations begin in 8 weeks' time, and we'll be setting out in search of Pegasus.
I found an interesting clue near the ancient city of Persepolis, and it's not too far from there to the village where Zubaydah lives. I assume that if all goes well, Firedrake and the other dragons will reach the Himalayas within a month.
Why don't we ask our good friend Lola Greytail to carry news to the Rim of Heaven, asking if he can meet us at Zubaydah's in 2 months' time?
The professor turned to Ben.
You know his travelling speed. Do you think he'll do it?
Perhaps.
In his excitement, Ben had almost spilled his cocoa.
Yeah, probably. Hear that, Twigleg? We may be seeing Firedrake again in a couple of months.
That's good, replied the homunculus, sipping tea from his thimble mug. But I'm afraid it means seeing Sorrel, too. And she'll start needling me horribly again.
Oh, we'll tell her not to,
said Guinevere, giving him a fragment of biscuit.
The moment she starts winding you up, we'll take away the mushrooms we've been collecting for her.
Ben went to the window and looked up at the sky.
2 months. He might be riding on Firedrake's back again in just 2 months.
He sighed. 2 months can be a long time. A very long time.
Come on, said Guinevere, leaning against him on the window seat.
Let's go out and look for fairy tracks, okay?
Ben tore himself away from the sight of the empty sky and nodded.
I saw some down by the pond yesterday, he said.
Good.
Guinevere led the way to the garden gate.
We'll try there first, then.
Dress warm, Vida Greenbloom called after them. There's a smell of autumn in the air this morning.
Wait a minute, I'm coming too,
cried Twigleg, scrambling hastily down the table leg.
But this time you must translate everything they say to us, said Guinevere, putting his knitted jacket on him.
Promise.
Even if those fairies just talk more nonsense?
Snapped Twigleg.
Yes, even then, replied Guinevere. I want to hear the nonsense too.
Ben grinned. Then he picked up Twigleg and followed her outside. Yes, 2 months could be a long time. But not with a sister like Guinevere.
This is Brendan Fraser. We hope you've enjoyed this unabridged production of Dragon Rider by Cornelia Funke. This program was produced and directed by Robert Kessler, executive producer Orle Moskowitz. Original text copyright 1997 by Dressler Publishing, English translation 2004 by The Chicken House. Production copyright 2004 Random House Inc. All rights reserved.